This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Eventually.
Not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Ah, hectic open. Keith's still in here. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! I'm in a better mood than I was yesterday. How we doing on this 5-hour Midnight Ride? McMonagle here with you. We got you for the next 5 hours. Taking your calls all the way to the morning show, 5 a.m. We got Big Zoo on the other side. Ray's still hanging around for a little bit, but we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. And yes, we're a day removed from the disaster that was that Yankee game. No baseball played last night as the Mets are heading out west. The Yankees still licking their wounds, and we'll get into it. I have some thoughts still on Aaron Boone. His comments after the postgame, the sloppiness of the New York Yankees and what can be done about it. What is accountability? And I have an idea on something Cashman can do to hopefully create a better atmosphere that leads to better baseball playing and less sloppy play, but we'll get to that. But right now, as there was no baseball to be played tonight, and we'll get to the football, obviously, as we saw a scary moment for the Jet fans early on in the day. Thankfully, sometimes I sleep through all that. By the time I was awake, I found out it was just a toe. I didn't have that moment of, oh, good Lord. They're going to lose Fields. But as we sit here right now, we're open for business, baby. This deadline, we've talked about it a lot. I have no idea what to expect from the deadline. You have no idea what to expect from the deadline. With the new playoff format, and the idea they have yet, and hopefully they will eventually, move this trade deadline back. The idea of who's a seller, who's a buyer, how long we waiting, what's needed. Like, I just don't know. But now we know a couple of things. One, we know, obviously, there were the teams that were going to sell for sure. And it sounds like the Pittsburgh Pirates, we're going to get to them in just a second. They're shopping more than we thought. It's panning out to be. And it could be the ultimate, like, mirage here. It could be the ultimate mirage. But in the moment, as we now find out, as Naylor, the first baseman of the Arizona Diamondbacks, is shipped to Seattle for a couple of prospects, and it's been made clear that the Arizona Diamondbacks, and yes, Suarez, who right now would be the crown jewel of the offensive trade deadline, offensive power, offensive player, and it just so happens he plays the perfect position for the New York Yankees, and let's be honest, possibility for the New York Mets as well, as they've yet to lock down third base and have enough flexibility in that roster with enough guys who play multiple positions to make either second base work, third base work, center field work, if you wanted to add a premium bat like a Suarez or anybody else. But right now, with that move and the Arizona Diamondbacks announcing they are in sell mode a week before the trade deadline. As we hear Pittsburgh Pirates open to things like O'Neill Cruz, even though he's having a down season and some of the issues with him, the idea that Pittsburgh is not only willing to just sell Bednar and some of the other pieces and Brian Hayes, but guys we thought were, you know, generational pieces for them. We find out that the Padres are yet again, for what, the fifth time in the last 3 years, considering moving Dylan Cease. It's just a matter of Minnesota right now is the other team that has a ton of pieces and a ton of options to open themselves up to the idea of moving. And this trade deadline has a chance to be far better than we thought. And we talked about yesterday, and we continue to hear from guys like John Heyman and Paston and others that there's a legitimate chance of player for player in between teams that are contenders, which is very atypical. It happens, but it is very atypical of a trade deadline. It is more off-season moves when you decide to move piece for piece. And when you look at the New York Yankees, they have a ton of guys on this roster right now. The Mets do as well, let's be honest. They have Beatty. They have Vientos. They have guys playing on the team right now, young prospects, different pieces, even Jeff McNeil, who haven't floated around, possibly being traded for Trent Grisham. The Yankees have Trent Grisham. The Yankees have Ben Rice, who we heard reports earlier in the day that many teams are looking and calling the Yankees about. Trent Grisham, Ben Rice, even possibly Goldschmidt at first base. There's a lot of guys on the team right now. Jason Dominguez, who I talked about yesterday. I'm fully on board with trading him. I wake up to the idea that Spencer Jones is hitting 3 home runs again today. This trade deadline has an opportunity to be very impactful, and it sounds like that the New York Yankees and Brian Cashman, we're not sure about Stearns yet. He was very tentative in how he spoke. You know he's going to go out there and look for arms, and it feels like there's going to be enough where almost any contender who's willing to trade some prospects can get some arms. But you look at the New York Yankees and how Brian Cashman has been attacking this trade deadline, and attacking is a strong word for not doing anything, so don't get me wrong, it's just a word I chose. But he's famous for, right? Yankee fans will tell you, as frustrated as they are with Boone right now, there's still room for Jello, and there is still room to be annoyed at Brian Cashman. And if you look at Brian Cashman's previous trade deadlines, I know the John Boy guys and Talking Yanks say it a lot. He's the king of kicking the tires. You will hear the New York Yankees connected to everybody, obviously Suarez. And let's just start there for a second, because I have not been the biggest guy on the Yankees going to get Suarez. I don't think he fills their exact need, and I'm not sure how many prospects they have as bullets if they're not going to use Spencer Jones or Lombard or Dominguez or Schlittler or any of these top prospects on rentals. And that sounds like typically how what you would use those prospects for, and that's what typically is on the market. If you're not going to use your top prospects, and I do think the Yankees have several legitimate ones that people are interested in, you only have so many bullets lower down in the minor leagues to go out and get and fill your needs. And to me, a defensive lackluster third baseman who hits home runs is kind of not what benefits this team the most. As great as he is, and as much as it would impact the lineup, and maybe you can try and out-hit your defensive woes, it doesn't jump out at me as much as they need a bullpen right now when there's 3 arms you don't trust. I mean, excuse me, only 3 arms you do trust. And I don't know if it impacts them as much when you look at bad defense at third base. Suarez is not going to help that immensely. But they are very connected to Suarez. Andy Martino's talking about it. John Heyman's talking about it. Very connected on Suarez. And now the other team that a lot of people were connecting Suarez to was the Mariners. They just went out and acquired Naylor. Wouldn't you assume that if they were talking, you know, if they were interested in those kind of pieces, if they were talking to Arizona already, wouldn't Wouldn't that have, like, are they still in on Suarez? How many people are willing to pay the price for Suarez? How aggressive is Brian Cashman going to be compared to other GMs for rentals? Considering the way the team is going right now, we just saw Toronto kick the crap out of Detroit earlier today. It is now 4.5 games behind Toronto in the first place in this division. And they continue to impress and not only beat the New York Yankees, but beat everybody. As they went into Detroit after, you know, leaving the friendly confines of Toronto, where they haven't damn lost a game practically in the last 2 months. They go into Detroit and score 11 runs. So as you're trying to catch Toronto, as you're trying to clean up your mess, how aggressive is Brian Cashman going to be? And then the other name they've been connected to, and I want to spend a second on this, and we'll get to a lot of the different names. We'll get into some of the things that the Mets can do. I think Dylan Cease is a name for the Mets, and we'll get into why. I think a starting pitcher is what makes a lot of sense for the New York Mets, and moving Clay Holmes to the bullpen makes a lot of sense for the New York Mets. But right now, the name connected that, again, this is one of these things that, as excited as I am and as gung-ho as I am about going out and attacking at the deadline, and let's maybe just start there first. Yes, Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees should be uber-aggressive in going out and improving this team. I know they just got embarrassed. I know we spent all day talking about accountability and they'll never win with this manager and Boone needs to get angry and Boone needs to yell and Boone needs to not maybe call out his players but say something, talk about how angry he is, stop gaslighting the fans. All the stuff we've been talking about all day off of that hideous loss and losing 2 out of 3 and allowing the Toronto Blue Jays to have a stranglehold on the division. I know we spent all day on it. But it's over. They're still leading the wild card. And make no mistake, I've said it. I heard Evan say it today. And I think I gave a promo, too. I don't know if they're playing it. I sleep during the day. But I just gave them a promo about me saying this, and I believe it 100%. We can talk forever that we don't think the Yankees can win. And we could say the same thing with the Mets if you'd like. I'm sure of a 4-game winning streak, less inclined to say it about the Mets. But we can scream and we can pout and we can look at the other day against Toronto and just, you know, hold our breath, stomp our feet and say they'll never win with this clown organization. It's broken. It's a disaster. They'll never win with Boone. They'll never win with Cashman. This team's not good enough. They're too bad fundamentally. They don't have bullpen. They don't have this. Here's the fact of the matter. The New York Yankees are the New York Yankees, and they chase it. And you do not have Aaron Judge in the middle of this order, in the middle of his career, and not chase it. And the fact of the matter is, as you just watched Toronto kick the crap out of the Yankees and then go into Detroit and beat them, and Detroit has now lost, what, 10 of 11? 10 of 11? Look at how many teams have blown divisions. Look how many teams have had enormous leads only to see them. Like, the Mets had a 5.5. Philadelphia had a big lead, right? The Mets had a 5.5 lead, blew it. The Phillies had a 5.5 game lead, blew it. Toronto was up by, what, 18, 14 games? Down 8. Now, they're still comfortably ahead because the rest of that division stinks, but we have seen teams go through it. There is not—the Dodgers right now are struggling. Seattle had a 4-game lead over the Houston Astros. That is completely flipped. That's not to excuse what happened in the Bronx with the New York Yankees because it's unacceptable to have a 7-game lead and have it turn into a 4.5 game lead in 2 months. It's unacceptable. But the fact of the matter is this is baseball. And the New York Yankees, if adding a couple of pieces to shore up their bullpen a little bit and get a third baseman, they don't have to be the pie in the sky moves to make this team a contender. You might think so. I know they got embarrassed in the World Series as well after going 8-2 in the 10 games in the American League, but that doesn't count because it was the American League Central and they're easy and they were bad. And, you know, they could have just laid their gloves on the field and went to the World Series last year. So the fact of the matter is that American League, while, yes, the Astros are in first place. Yes, Detroit's a good team who's lost 11 of 12. And yes, Right now, it feels like the Toronto Blue Jays are the class of the American League. But make no mistake, the Yankees are good enough to go win the whole damn thing. The Mets are good enough to go win the whole damn thing. And if you're looking at this Yankee trade deadline, oh, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that, this isn't the team to chase it, they're not good enough. Nonsense. Brian Cashman needs to go out there and be aggressive, fix the holes of this team, and go about chasing a championship. And if it has to go through the wild card, it has to go through the wild card. It's been done before. But the name we're hearing right now that screams Brian Cashman to me and screams a major problem is O'Neill Cruz. And I just want to get it for right now because I think it's a fascinating one, because when you hear O'Neill Cruz, you think, oh my God, he hits the ball 120 miles an hour. He's named after Paul O'Neill. He fit the Yankees perfectly. Just saw him in the World Series, All-Star Game, hitting bombs in the Home Run Derby. The dude, as much as I appreciate him, and as much as there's years of control, and the star quality and the athleticism jumps off the page. Where is he going to play? We just watched this team be terrible defensively. And if you want a better example, and here's the better example, and here's where I'll be fair, because I think Aaron Boone saying that the team has good defensive players and is a good defensive team is one thing. It annoyed me in the moment. It's absolute nonsense. There are good defensive players on the team, sure. But the team has not been a good defensive team. And to say otherwise was dumb and gaslighting and all the other words you guys want to use. No doubt. But if you want a real look into how the Yankees think about how they are defensively, if they trade for O'Neill Cruz, who couldn't play shortstop, who was moved out to center field, if they bring him in here to be the next third baseman and play another guy out of position and base it just on the idea of athleticism and base it just on the idea of exit velocity and base it just on the idea of years of control, and that they can somehow turn O'Neill Cruz from a failed shortstop to a center fielder back to play third base for the New York Yankees, who are desperate, desperate, especially on the left side of the infield, next to an absolute disaster of Anthony Volpe. And I want to get into Anthony Volpe and some of the things I saw Joe Maddon, the former manager of the Cubs and Angels, say about Anthony Volpe and the Rays, obviously. But you can't do that. That's not the move. That's a move that indicates you're not aware of how bad this defense is. That's a move that indicates, we'll fix them. Even if it takes a year or whatever, I'd like to have O'Neill Cruz in the organization. But how does he help this team right now? He's hitting .215. And I have no faith whatsoever that he can play third base. So that is a name that's sexy. That is a name that screams Brian Cashman kicking the tires. That is a name that's going to, everybody jump and, wow, O'Neill Cruz. That would be a mistake for this team. And I find it hard to believe that Brian Cashman's answer for third base is a young, controllable player who we have no idea can play the position, who could not play shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So when I see that, those are one of those moves that just say to me, okay, we're either having one of the trade deadlines that is going to surprise us, and it's actually going to have guys like O'Neill Cruz move, and we've already now acknowledged that the Arizona Diamondbacks are sellers, and we turn to the Minnesota Twins as the other team that has, Willie Castro and has, Joe Ryan. They have premier starting pitching. They have Bader in center field, who's having a really good offensive year. They have Willie Castro in the infield. Hell, they could go crazy and look to trade Buxton, even though he said he wasn't interested in moving. They could trade Correa. Those are the two teams, the Minnesota Twins and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Arizona Diamondbacks just said they're open for business. So as I look at these two teams right now, and we'll get more into specifics about what they need as we go through the morning, I'll take your calls on it at 888-808-1019. Is this going to be a deadline where things actually get done and major pieces actually move and organizations use it ahead of the new maybe CBA bargaining agreement that's coming up at the end of next year, and look to actually be aggressive? Or is all of this just noise. O'Neal Cruz is not getting moved. You know, Jose Ramirez, who like that, they like to throw his name around, is not getting moved. Kwan is not getting moved. Some of these bigger names are not getting moved. And we're going to end up with a bullpen arm and a lackluster trade deadline like we've had over the last couple of years. I find what we heard today and all of the different names and everything we got to be fascinating. And honestly, I don't know which way it's going to go. But if it goes big, the Yankees need to be more acute in what they are needing and not try to get a superstar player who has potential. They have that, right? They have some of that. Dominguez has that ability. Spencer Jones just hit 3 home runs yesterday. And I'm willing to move him. I'm willing to move him. I'm willing to move Dominguez. I'm willing to move Ben Rice. I'm willing to move anybody for the right deal. And right now, if those deals are out there, if those big names are out there, if those swap for swap from contenders are out there to go out and get, you know, an all-star third baseman from Kansas City or to go do things like that, I'm open to it because this team is in desperate need of fixing their main problem of shoring up their defense, getting some bullpen arms, and going out there to be aggressive to chase a championship in an American League that, I'll be totally honest with you, I don't think the Astros are as good as they've been, although they're very good. The Detroit Tigers have lost 11 of 12. And yeah, I'll say it, even after getting their ass kicked as a Yankee fan by the Toronto Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, to me, still have to prove themselves. They've been amazing. They just went into Detroit and kicked the crap out of the Tigers. This Detroit team, this Toronto team, has been hyped up for a long time with all of their, you know, second-generation stars and Vlad and Bichette and Biggio and everybody else, and they have been absolute frauds. And they are 0-6 in the postseason. Now, this team feels different. It looks different. And right now, it's kicking ass. But as ugly as it was in Toronto, Yanks can't beat the Blue Jays. Yanks can't beat the 11 losses in the last 12 games, Detroit Tigers. Yanks can't beat this new version of the Houston Astros. As ugly as it was, as mad as we were last night, and as many holes as they have to fill, they absolutely can. 888-808-1019. We'll get into the different elements of what this trade deadline could bring, what the Mets should do, what the Yankees should do, and it's not trade for O'Neal Cruz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How aggressive they should be. My plan, more than just Aaron Boone saying words in the postgame, an actual plan to try and shake up the New York Yankees and make them realize this is more important than they've treated it. Or this is more a problem. Although I do feel like they're tight. We'll get to it. We'll get to Anthony Volpe and a couple other things. We'll get to the football as well. As Justin Fields avoids a major injury and only has a toe issue. Jackson Dart. The Giants quarterback situation, Malik Nabers, all of it on the table as we take you for the next 5 hours. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break back after this with your calls right here on The Fan. You know, Zoo likes to play he likes the themes when it comes to the music. So we're going to do summer blockbusters because we're hoping for a blockbuster trade for both of these teams. Although, the thing with the Mets, I just don't know. Again, we just don't know how Stearns is going to handle it. The way he talked, he downplayed a lot of this stuff. And, you know, you're definitely going to look for an arm or two out of the bullpen, but he talked about being comfortable with third base. I don't know if he's going to be willing to move these guys for rentals. You can forget about it. He's not going to do it. Like Dylan Cease, a rental, is it depending on what you can get for him, is he going to be willing to move and make a trade for Dylan Cease? Depending on, like, what the value is? Because they're not going to sign him. They prove they do not sign free agent starting pitchers at the age of 30. And I don't view him as an ace. He's a solid pitcher. His real claim to fame, or, you know, his best quality, should I say, is that he makes every start. You know, he's made 30-plus starts every single year. He's been a durable starting pitcher who's really, really solid. What's the asking price for Dylan Cease? The only reason I do like it is because I honestly believe, I said this at the beginning of the season, I said this to Evan and the Rico Bronya when we did our Yankee-Met trade or bets. I think we did bets this year, which I'm probably getting my ass kicked. I had a bet on who would hit, Vientos hasn't hit that many home runs, so it might work, but I had I think we left out Soto. I can't remember, but I had, or maybe it was Lindor, Soto, Alonzo Vientos home runs versus Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez, Jazz Chisholm, and I guess someone else. Or maybe it was those three and one of those Mets weren't on it. But home runs versus stolen bases. Because I was convinced the Yankees were going to go super aggressive on the stolen base path. And when I first suggested it, Evan was like, no, they're going to steal 40 bases. Like, he was thinking the same thing I was thinking. Has not gone well for me. I think Alonzo alone has more home runs than that group has stolen bases. But it might be closer than I think it is. But I've been on that podcast, I said that my prediction was that Clay Holmes would not finish out the year as a starting pitcher. Things happen in the bullpen. It happens every year. He hasn't had the innings in his career. To me, I think the Mets would be best served because I know I'm a Clay Holmes guy. I know many Yankee fans aren't. I don't think there's another bullpen arm out there like that the Mets could acquire. Like, there might be some starting pitchers you can get on the cheap for a rental that have had just as good a year as Clay Holmes as a starter, and then you could put Clay Holmes in the bullpen and solve two birds with one stone. You get another starter in here. And then you move Clay Holmes to the bullpen and you put him in the back there with Stanek and Reed Garrett and Barazaban in front of Diaz. Like, unless you're going to go Class A, unless you're going to go try and get Duran out of Minnesota, unless you're going to go real, you know, closer hunting. And as good as Clay Holmes is, this is not a Clay Holmes stinks, get him out of the rotation. Obviously not. He's been very good. But I don't know how good is he going to be down the stretch of the season throwing all these innings. Have we seen the best of Clay Holmes this year and now might see a little bit of a trend downward? Is he getting a starting rotation? Is he a starter right now come postseason time? Because you're definitely putting Sanga in front of him. You're definitely putting Manaea in front of him. And you're definitely putting Peterson in front of him. So now he's right there as that fourth starter. Can Montas give you enough? Can you bring in another starter that you work your wonders on in the lab and get him good enough to be that fourth starter and move Clay Holmes to the bullpen? I think that makes more sense than anything else for the Mets. The only question is, what's easier to find? Is it easier to find that rotation piece that you could possibly maneuver and manipulate to be the fourth starter? Or is it easier just to go out and get another bullpen arm and leave Clay Holmes where he is? I mean, I guess that's the question, but I like the idea of bringing in another starter and transitioning Clay Holmes into a bullpen guy, because I know we don't remember, because nothing matters unless you win a championship, so everything else gets forgotten. Any good gets forgotten from the New York Yankees. Clay Holmes has been an excellent postseason reliever for the Yankees, including last year after being demoted and losing his closer role at the end of the season. He had 9 consecutive scoreless innings to start the postseason last year, pitching first out of the bullpen in jams that the starting pitchers had left behind. He was excellent. So I just think he's a dynamic weapon out of the bullpen. And they've turned him into his best version. If he can throw strikes with a sinker and not hang the sliders, like, we've seen what he can be. So, and maybe now he could even mix in some changeups and the kick change that he's learned as a starting pitcher. I think he could be a weapon in the bullpen. I like that better than going out and adding arms out of the bullpen. I really do. And then for the New York Yankees, obviously, I'm looking for the blockbuster deal, right? We're all looking for it. But how likely is it? Right now, it feels like they're the top candidate to go get Suarez. A lot of teams are in on it, but Seattle was in on it. They just traded for, are they going to trade for, in 2 separate transactions with the Diamondbacks, they're going to trade for their first baseman and then, you know, Naylor, and then go get Suarez? Like, I just, maybe they're not ready to move Suarez, but that Naylor signing and trade is now the official opening of the trade deadline. That's the official opening. It's now, it's go time. And the other thing is, right now, the Yankees need to make moves as soon as possible. I've been, you know, we've all been scoffing at the idea. Make a move now, everybody yells, you know. You can't wait. You got to do it now. Well, there's been no one open to trading. We weren't sure the Diamondbacks until today were going to be this gung-ho about moving guys. And right now, it sounds like, yep, Kelly, Gallen, Beeks, obviously Naylor, who's already been moved, Suarez. They could. There's a lot of pieces out in Arizona. That was the team we were waiting for. Me and Fleegs were talking about that months ago, about the trade deadline and whether or not the Diamondbacks were going to be one of the teams looking to sell, because they had a lot. Minnesota's the other one that has a lot of guys. If they decide to sell, this trade deadline could get interesting. And if teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates are opening it up to guys with years of control and, you know, superstar ability, maybe this trade deadline is actually going to be more exciting than we thought. And the Yankees and I think the Mets need to be super aggressive and be willing to maybe go a little bit outside their comfort zone to chase a championship in a wide open Major League Baseball. Actually, the Mets are in first place right now. Phillies can't get out of their own way. The Dodgers have been losing. Their bullpen's in disarray. Scott just went to the IL. They've been dealing with rotation injuries again this year. Mookie Betts has an OPS similar to Anthony Volpe, believe it or not. They're just not as good. This thing is wide open. The best team in baseball right now, and for the Mets, the best team in the National League, is the Milwaukee Brewers. They're a good team, and they could absolutely beat the Mets, but are they like a juggernaut? Do we look at them and go, well, look at the way they played over the last 25 games. That Milwaukee Brewers team is going to, you know, that's a hell of a ball club. Yeah, they're good, but the Milwaukee Brewers? When have they ever shown up in the postseason? When? Mets were down to their last 2 outs before figuring out a way to beat Milwaukee, or Milwaukee figured out a way to blow that game. Like, this thing is wide open. Go be aggressive. And if it feels like, you know, we know the White Sox are willing to move, Luis Robert is who's starting to come on as of late, like, there could be a lot of teams looking to sell. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. We'll have a little fun with some movies, too. You've heard we're going to come back from break with some movie soundtracks. Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 2 opens tonight, or, you know, opens. Comes out, is released on Netflix tonight. We got Fantastic Four opening up in the theaters. And I have a question for you that we're going to ask all morning long. I might as well just ask it now, since we're talking movies. The Naked Gun remake is coming out with Leslie Nielsen, which I find extremely fascinating. And me and Fleegs were talking about this yesterday, or the other day. He proposed the question. You know how we talk about, like, Die Hard? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And there's a lot of people feel differently on both sides. Just because it's a Christmas party when it gets started doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Is Naked Gun, the original, a baseball movie? I mean, my initial thought was no, but the last half hour is almost exclusively taking place at a baseball field. And though it's the Angels, you could tell it's Dodger Stadium, but the whole bit, I love L.A., Enrico Palazzo, the umpire, just, it's Enrico Palazzo. Reggie Jackson must kill the Queen. Is The Naked Gun a baseball movie? 888-808-1019. So I have a little bit of fun as we go through it. I have other thoughts on Anthony Volpe, what the Yankees could do to stop the nonsense besides Aaron Boone going out there and, you know, yelling at the media. I'm sure that always works. Steve in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up? Dylan Cease is a decent-looking guy, but I don't know that I would refer to him as adorable.
What did I say adorable?
You said he was adorable.
He's durable. Did I say adorable?
It sounded like adorable.
I meant durable.
Okay. Anyway.
Onto
the Yankee roster construction. For all of the complaining about Boone,
yes,
and the team and stuff like that, we do have to admit that Boone has been handed a flawed roster. You've got too many outfielders, too many first basemen, too many catchers, and zero third baseman, and nobody to back up Anthony Volpe.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time to fix all of that.
Yep.
And the Yankees are, because of all of this excess that they have, they are in a position to make some good deals and, you know, possibly even a blockbuster, like you're saying. Also, another thing, too, somebody that nobody talks about too much, but Rafael Flores was just promoted, Yankee catcher that's got a good stick. Major League Baseball is littered with former Yankee catchers. So they have a history of being good, developing catchers. The guys that I would be kind of focusing on right now actually are on the Twins. And these are not blockbuster deals, but a guy like a Willy Castro, super utility guy,
mm-hmm,
could definitely help, would be a huge upgrade over, well, if you want to just stick him at third or make him your backup guy for Volpe in third and whatever else.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's your third baseman with the, if you get another infielder with the idea of if Volpe continues, he could play short.
Yeah. Also, they have Danny Colombe, who's a lefty reliever. The Yankees really need a lefty that can miss bats out of the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
That's another guy. He's been very good, very effective. He's got a few years of control left. Those are a couple of names that I would start with. But the Yankees do have the pieces. Again, if you were to – and you have to be careful. People talk about getting rid of
Spencer Jones.
No. Well, either Spencer Jones or Jason.
Yeah.
Dominguez. If you get rid of either of those guys, and then Trent Grisham walks, now you're gonna be stuck for outfielders next year. And also, by the way, what's his name? Bellinger could opt out this year too.
Yeah.
You need some.
You gotta go spend money.
Some control. Don't be unloading your outfielder.
You gotta go spend money. I'm sorry. I kind of disagree with you. I'm open to anything. I would absolutely move Dominguez. No, you can't move them all. But if you move Dominguez, you got Spencer Jones. If you move Spencer Jones, you got Dominguez. Even if Grisham walks, you got Judge in one outfield spot. You got one of those. And then you could bring back Bellinger. And let's be honest, Tucker is going to be on. They're going to get money coming off the books. They're going to have to go out and spend money. Go out there and get an outfielder. You have to. I think they should lock up Bellinger. Absolutely. Like, to me, Could I go trade Spencer Jones and Dominguez, bring back Bellinger and bring back, and then go get Tucker? Absolutely. There's going to be money coming off the books. They're not going to go out. I doubt they're going to go out into free agency again and get another starting pitcher. You're hoping Gerrit Cole comes back. You got Carlos Rodon. You got Max Fried. I don't think there's going to be any. Hopefully you got Luis Gil. You got Clark Schmidt, who probably missed the whole year, unfortunately, in the timing of his Tommy John. But you got, if you don't move Schlittler, you got other prospects. Like, they're not going to go spend money in the bullpen. They're not going to go spend money in the rotation. Well, they might go spend money in the bullpen. You got Devin Williams probably leaving and his money off the books. You know, I think there's money to go be spent. I'm open to anything. Here's the problem. Like, and here's the one thing I'll say. Like, we talk about how bad the Yankee farm system is, and yet they're in on everything, and they're scouring the farm systems, right? Reports that the Diamondbacks are scouring the Yankee farm system. You got reports that a lot of teams are interested on Rice. I'm sure a lot of teams are in on Dominguez. Right now, Spencer Jones, I don't care where he's ranked. I don't care he's not in the top 100 because of his strikeout rate and his up and downs over the last 2 years. There is immense value for the best hitter in the minor league baseball right now. He just hit 3 home runs again yesterday. The dude is on fire. The dude hits the ball 450 feet. He's 450 yards would be impressive. He's got the most awkward stance I've ever seen in my life, but he is absolutely killing the baseball right now. You have to be open to moving all of these guys. You have to, for the right deal. None of them are for rentals, but you have to be open, and you have to go be aggressive. And sure, you should go talk to Cleveland and see if they'll trade you Jose Ramirez. I don't think he wants to leave, and Cleveland's got to give their fans something. They've got him on an extremely friendly contract. I'd be shocked if they were willing to move him. But yeah, go be aggressive with these guys. See what you can get, right? O'Neill Cruz, I like the idea of going and getting, you know, controllable, superstar caliber level players. But for this team right now, I can't just put him at third base. Like, if that's one, if they decide to put him in the outfield, I guess, which it doesn't fit. They have too many outfielders. How many different guys are they going to move? Like, if that's some sort of weird part where they trade Grisham and they trade Dominguez and they bring in a third baseman and a starting pitcher, but now they need another outfield spot, so they go get O'Neill Cruz. But like, okay, maybe. But it's convoluted. I'm looking to fill the third base hole, and he doesn't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But listen, I think you have to be open for everything. And here's the thing we said yesterday, and I think it still stays today, as we'll take on Philadelphia and we'll get to the Met fan rooting for Philadelphia or rooting for the... We started that last night. It was continued throughout the day. I heard it in the afternoon show. But the Yankees have to play their best defensive lineup. Because while I disagree with Aaron Boone in the strongest of terms that the Yankees are a good defensive team, I don't disagree with him that they have good defensive players, because they do. Grisham's an excellent... The outfield of Grisham, Bellinger, Judge is an excellent defensive outfield. I don't know how you could argue it. It's an excellent defensive outfield. You've got two Gold Glove Award winners and Judge. Like, that is a terrific defensive outfield. Paul Goldschmidt, while he did drop the ball on Volpe's error the other day, is a Gold Glove caliber and has played it this year, defensive first baseman. Jazz, while making a dopey play trying to do too much the other day, has range, a strong arm. He's a good defensive second baseman. If you go out and get a good... And right now, even Peraza's a good defensive third baseman. He made one error and I killed him for it. Kind of regret that video being out there because it's unfair to the kid, but I was mad. But Peraza's a good defense. Like, you have a bad defensive shortstop, you have a bad defensive left fielder in Dominguez when he plays, and you have a bad defensive first baseman when Rice plays. And the catchers, you know, J.C. Ascara is not terrible, but he's not great at blocking balls, and neither of them throw anybody out. So a combination of how they've rotated things has led to a bad defensive club. But there are good defensive players. And right now, you have to play your best defensive players, which to me makes Dominguez expendable. That makes Rice expendable for the right deals. I'm not moving him just to move him, but it makes him expendable because right now I view them as bench players and pinch runners and pinch hitters because I can't play them every day. Not with what this team has done defensively and not with what they bring defensively. I can't continue to watch Jason Dominguez out there and left, knowing I could have Cody Bellinger out there. Can't do it. Knowing I could have Trent Grisham out there. They're performing better offensively than Dominguez has been as of late. Like, I can't do it. Can't do it. Dominguez is a bench piece. Or he can go back down to the minors. I'm okay with that too. But he can't be your even platoon... Almost, you know, against right-handed pitching, which is pretty much every day, he can't be a 4 out of 5, 4 out of 6 day left fielder anymore. Can't do it. Can't do it. Same thing with Ben Rice. You want to DH him on the days that Stanton doesn't DH, fine. Right? You want to have more of a platoon that manner and DH Stanton, you know, 5 out of 7, even 4 out of 7. And give Ben Rice those other DH days, I'm open to that, but he can't play first base. That's it. Done with it. Best defensive team every single night. That's how it's got to be. And that's why, to me, in this trade deadline that could be fickle, and you might be looking to trade with other teams looking for regular players, like, this might be a deadline. We see a lot of buyer to buyer. And you might see like a Grisham for a third baseman. You might see Ben Rice for a third baseman. You might see Jason Dominguez for a controllable piece to a team that's looking to add an outfielder for their stretch run, for their chance to go chase a championship and go chase a pennant. And those are typically not done at the trade deadline, but this year sounds like it could be different. And the Yankees have to be open to it. John in the Bronx. What's up, John?
Hey, what up? What's going on? Great show as always.
Thank you, buddy. What's up?
I got a few Yankees points. First of all, obviously they got to make a couple moves over here. They got to fix a lot of problems that they have. But who are we really worried about in the AL? We're about the Tigers even the Jays, as good as they are, we really worry about them in the playoffs. And obviously that goes without saying that they have to make a few moves. They got to get upgrade. They got to get a few bullpen arms.
Here's the problem, but, John. It's not so – I agree with you. When I say don't worry, I worry about the Yankees. That's what I worry about. I don't worry about the Blue Jays, although they play a really good brand of baseball right now. Even though I'll call them frauds because, look, I have to have strong opinions. I had an opinion of the Blue Jays. It doesn't get wiped away by a good stretch here. They got to go out and prove it because they have had teams like this and gone on and won, made the playoffs, and haven't yet won a playoff game. Until they do, until they're playing in an ALCS, the Blue Jays are frauds to me. So, yeah, I don't think they're unbeatable. I don't think the Tigers are a team they can't beat. I don't even think the Astros are a team the Yankees can't beat. I don't worry about them. I worry about the Yankees and how they play. That's what concerns me.
I want to throw out a name. What about someone like Austin Riley? What about someone like him?
If the Braves are looking to sell, Austin Riley is still a great player and under a long-term contract, so there's control there. He hasn't been the same level of player the last couple of years. Last year was a real down year for him.
He's a consistent 270. You know what you're getting on the defensive side. Also, you're not like just throwing some scrub out there.
No, I don't hate it. If they're willing to move him, I'm open to it, absolutely. But it's a good solid move. I would be excited about it if it happened. But I know he was injured. He didn't play obviously in the Yankee series to start the second half. So I don't know I forget what kind of injury he's dealing with. Let me look up Austin Riley real quick. Austin, Mrs. Riley, and only Mrs. Riley. Riley nearing return, eyes Friday comeback. All right, so he could be back as quick as tonight for the Braves. This year he is hitting .274 with a .764 OPS, which is the lowest OPS he's had since, really his first couple seasons. So even last year he hit .256 but had a .783. His OPS is down to .764. Now look, a very good defensive third baseman who's under control for years, who hits .275 and has a .764 OPS, is a massive upgrade for the New York Yankees. Massive. He's got, in 93 games, he's got 14 home runs and 48 RBIs. So, he's on pace for 25 home runs, 24 home runs, and 75, 80 RBIs. He's got an OPS plus of 113, so he's 13% better than the average player. Sign me up. Depending on what you got to give up for him, but that's the problem because I believe he's under a long-term contract. And I'd have to look at what the money is, but am I willing to make a long-term commitment for a guy who's seen his OPS go from .898 to .878 to .861 to .783 to .764? That's not the trend I'm looking for. Now, he's still only 28 years old. He would be 29 next year. So, but again, .898, .878, .861, .783. .764. His OPS has been on a consistent drop since 2021. Still some good numbers in there, don't get me wrong, but a steady drop. But yes, massive upgrade would absolutely do it for the right deal. 888-808-1019. Quick break. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Come back, continue to take your calls. Again, what can Brian Cashman do? Not Aaron Boone. Because we all know what we think Aaron Boone can do. He could flip a table, he could yell, he could scream. What could Aaron Boone do? I don't know. But I can tell you something that maybe Brian Cashman can do to shake up this team and send a message, at least talk to the captain of the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break, back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.